Let's talk about building your personal brand. I'm going to go over a simple guide that's designed specifically for solo entrepreneurs. If you're reading this, I'm assuming that you're a solo entrepreneur, you're looking to build your personal brand. But here's the thing. Building a personal brand isn't just important for solo entrepreneurs, it's also important for businesses of all sizes, whether you're a one-person operation or you have over 100 employees. Why? Because you, as an individual, represent your company. When people see you, they see your business. And when you have a strong personal brand, people are more likely to trust you as well as your business. They're more likely to see you as an expert on your topic, and they're more likely to want to do business with you. Now, I know you might be thinking, but Jim, I'm not an expert. I'm just a regular person trying to build a business. And to that, I say, nonsense. You don't have to be a world-renowned expert to build a personal brand. All you need is a passion for your topic and a willingness to share your knowledge with others. And if you can do that, you can build a personal brand that will help you build your business regardless of its size. So if you're serious about taking your business to the next level, let's dive into this topic. I want to talk about the tips, the tricks, the things that you need to build a personal brand that's as strong as steel. We'll cover everything from creating a consistent brand image to leveraging content marketing to establishing authority in your niche. And by the time we're done, you'll be well on your way to building a brand that changes the way others see you. I've been doing this for 25 years. I've learned a lot of things by trial and error. So I'm going to try and give you an outline that will help you avoid some of the mistakes that I made along the way. Now let's talk about understanding your personal branding. Now that we've established why building a personal brand is important, let's talk about exactly what personal branding is. Simply put, personal branding is the practice of marketing yourself and your career as a brand. It covers everything from the individual building a home-based business all the way to a corporate professional who's going to spend their life in the corporate sector to everything in between. It's about defining who you are, what you stand for, and what makes you unique. Think of it this way. When you hear the word George Foreman, I'm a boxing fan, so I'm very familiar with George Foreman. I know a lot of other people are too. He's been around for a long, long time. What do you think of? You probably think of maybe the former heavyweight champion of the world, or maybe you think about, if you're younger, the George Foreman grill that was very popular for a long time, or one of his other successful ventures. He's been on numerous TV shows. And that's because George has built a strong personal brand over the years. As a matter of fact, he's reinvented himself numerous times. The first major time was in his 40s. Today he's in his 70s. He's redefined who he is. He's redefined what he stands for. And he's consistently presenting that image to the world. He's presented an image to the world going all the way back to the olden days when he fought Muhammad Ali in a boxing match known as the Rumble in the Jungle. Now, you may be thinking, but Jim, I'm not a George Foreman by a long shot. I'm just me. I'm just a regular person. And that's okay. You don't have to be a celebrity to build a personal brand. In fact, for solo entrepreneurs like us, building a personal brand is even more important, because when you're a solo entrepreneur, you are your brand. You are the face of your business, and people will associate you with your products and your services. So how do you go about building a personal brand? It starts with understanding who you are, what you stand for, and what makes you unique. Other people have probably been telling you this for years, but maybe haven't listened quite as well as you could have. You can start by defining your values. You can write out your mission statement. You can create a vision for your business. And once you have these things, you get a clear understanding of these things, you can start building a brand that reflects all the above. It's not just about creating an image. It's about being consistent in that image. In other words, being yourself, or the best version of yourself. That means presenting yourself in a way that's authentic and true to who you are, and doing it consistently across all channels, whether it's your website, your social media profiles, your in-person interactions. You need to present a cohesive brand image that people can grow to recognize and trust. And this is how you attract customers or clients for life. So take some time to think about who you are, what you stand for, or maybe what you want to stand for. Define your values, define your mission, define your vision for your business. And remember, building a personal brand isn't just about creating an image. It's about being true to who you are so that you can consistently present that image to the world, and doing it doesn't become exhausting. Now, creating a consistent brand image. Consistency is the key, and this applies to building a brand image that represents both you and your business. Your brand image should convey the message you want to send to your target audience, and it should be consistent, as I said, across all channels. From a design standpoint, this means using the same colors, fonts, and design elements in your website, your social media profiles, and your other marketing materials. Think about your brand image as your personal style. That's another way to look at it. You want to be recognizable and memorable, but you don't want to come across as unprofessional or too casual. The goal is to strike the balance that reflects your personality and values while still appealing to your target market. Once you create a consistent brand image, or one way to do it is develop what's known as a brand style guide. Now, this is a type of guide that outlines the visual elements of your brand, things like your logo, your color palette, typography, and imagery. I didn't do this for the longest time. Matter of fact, this can be a topic unto itself, so just remember that phrase, brand style guide. There's a lot of information available about this online. Brand style guides also include guidelines on how all of these elements should be used across multiple channels and materials, and there's plenty of examples that you can look up online. Now, let me add this. There's no reason to get overly mechanical about your approach to this topic. I say that because I learned from experience that it's easier to make this entire process more complicated than it needs to be. You can keep it simple and to the point and allow that approach to spill over into every other area of your marketing. Consistency will help you build trust with your audience, and it will make it easier for them to recognize and remember your business. So take the time to define your brand style and do your best to make sure it's consistent across all of your marketing channels. Now, should you build a strong social media presence? Let me just say this right up front. I both like and dislike social media. For many years, I marketed successfully as a personal brand on Facebook. I posted regularly from 2010 till around somewhere in 2021. I've connected with thousands of people online. And several years ago, I heard someone ask, "If you don't exist on social media, do you even exist at all?" And it was funny hearing it put that way because social media platforms have become a way of life for many people. For a solo entrepreneur, I hate to admit this, but they can make or break your brand. Now, I'm no longer a regular on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or anywhere else, but I have to admit that I benefited greatly from all of those years of activity. Now, compared to the early days, social media is as toxic as can be today, much like the world in general, and those are just the facts, right? Facts are facts. We can leave emotion out of it and just be realistic about it and see it for what it is. It's probably also a fact, however, that your future clients and customers are still going to be spending some time there. So yeah, there is that. So what do you do? I think it depends on you, the individual. If you can control your time on social media without letting it control you, then go ahead and start building out your presence there. The key to building a strong social media presence is the same today as it was in the past when I started. You have to identify the platforms where your audience hangs out and engage with them consistently. It's not enough to post once in a blue moon and expect people to follow you. You need to be present, you need to be visible, and most importantly, be yourself. Shoot for the best version of yourself. But let's be real, social media marketing can be overwhelming. There are so many platforms, so many types of content, and so many strategies to consider, it's easy, very easy to get lost in the noise. That's why it's important to focus on the platforms that matter the most to your business and to your audience. So take the time to craft a social media strategy that aligns with your brand, your message, and your values. And again, consistency is the key, but don't be afraid to experiment to see what works best for your audience and change things up every now and then. Finally, don't forget the social part of social media. Engage with people, respond to their comments and messages, and show them that you're a real person behind the business and behind the brand. Building a strong social media presence does take time and effort, but I would have to say, from having gone through it myself, the rewards are worth the effort and the rewards are tangible. All right, let's talk a little bit about content marketing and then establishing yourself as an authority in your niche. Simply put, getting right to the point, you have to put out great content if you want to establish yourself as a thought leader and build your personal brand. Content marketing is all about creating and sharing valuable content that educates, informs, or even entertains your audience. It's not about self-promotion or pushing your products and services down people's throats. Your content should be tailored to your audience so you can connect with them on a deeper level and build trust and credibility. In other words, write about what you know about. Talk about things that matter to your audience, whether you're writing blog posts, producing videos, hosting a podcast, or creating infographics of some kind. Your content should reflect your brand values, your style, and your personality. Just like right now, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you about things that matter to me and hopefully that matter to you. The key here is to be consistent, be yourself, be relevant, because that's what it's going to take to cut through the noise and stand out from the competition. Now, when we talk about establishing authority in your niche, this happens as we continue to put the best content we're capable of creating out into the marketplace. To establish authority in your niche, you must be willing to put in the work. It's not enough just to have a nice looking website and a few blog posts. You need to show, you need to prove that you're an expert around your topic, and you need to do it consistently. One of the best ways to establish authority is through content creation. We just talked about that. So whether we're talking blog posts, videos, podcasts, social media posts, or creating any kind of valuable content, this is something that you do on a regular basis. It will help you stand out from the crowd. Because let me just say this as a side note, the crowd in general will only do this for the average person, maybe 30, 60, 90 days, and then that consistency kind of trails off. And if they're not getting the result they're looking for, they more or less disappear. But it's not just about creating content, it's about creating the right kind of content, the content that matters to your audience. To establish authority, you need to be informative, insightful, and create something that's actionable so that people can take a step and get from where they are today to wherever it is they want to be tomorrow. You want to provide your audience with valuable information that they can use to improve their lives and improve their businesses. So don't be afraid to share your expertise, your experience, your insights, even if that means giving away some of your secrets. Another way to establish authority is through networking and collaboration. You can attend industry events, join online groups and forums, and connect with other experts in your field. By building relationships with other experts, with other thought leaders, you can leverage their expertise and authority to enhance your own. And finally, be consistent with your efforts to establish this kind of authority. Building a strong personal brand takes time, it takes effort, like all valuable things in life do. But the rewards, I have to tell you this, are well worth it. Keep creating valuable content. Keep networking with others in your field and demonstrating your expertise and authority. And eventually, you'll get to the place where you become one of the go-to experts in your niche. Okay, I think this is a good place to start bringing this topic to a close. Like most topics, getting started is the first hurdle you'll have to clear. But afterward, you'll learn more from doing than you will from anything else, including reading and studying the topic in general. Remember, building a personal brand is not an overnight success type of thing, but with consistency, authenticity, and yes, hard work, you can become seen as an authority in your field. You will attract loyal followers and fans who will help you take your business to the next level. So go ahead, start creating a brand image that reflects who you are and what you stand for. Use social media to connect with your audience. Leverage things like content marketing to consistently showcase your expertise and establish yourself as a trusted authority in your niche. Your personal brand is the most valuable asset, and with the right strategy and mindset, the sky really is the limit. Now, let me leave you with a personal branding strategy checklist. Because building a brand, yes, it takes some guts, it takes some grit, a whole lot of determination. Like other things in life, the things that are worth it require that type of determination, because there's always plenty of opportunity to quit along the way. There will be times where it feels like you've hit a wall and that you'll never break through. There will be times when you feel like giving up. I went through all of that myself. All of these things, believe it or not, come with the territory. But if you're ready to do what it takes and keep on doing what it takes, having a simple checklist will give you the guidance you need to help make it happen. So first things first, consider writing or creating a mission statement. Even if it's just for yourself, you need to know what you're about, what you're standing for. You need to have that clear in your own mind. You need to know why you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. And then once you have that part sorted out, it's time to identify who your target audience is, who your ideal customer is, and who you want to reach. Who do you want to serve? Figure that out, and you're already halfway there. Now, if you make a mistake with any of these first two steps, you go back to the drawing board and you try again. I did that several times, believe it or not, before I got it right. Next up, it's all about creating a consistent image across all platforms. Now, this is my advice to you. Did I do that? No, but it would have been much easier had I done exactly that. You need to be recognizable, memorable, and unique. And I believe that deep down on the inside, we're all of those things already. It's just that we spend so much of our time in our lives trying to fit in. We forget oftentimes who we really are individually as we go through that process. Copying only goes so far, and that will not be far enough. Build a strong social media presence and engage with your audience. Be real and don't be afraid to show your personality. Content is you, or we could say content equals you in text form, graphics, audio, or video form. So develop a content marketing strategy that provides value to your audience, whether we're talking about just writing blog posts or whether you're going to create a podcast or a video channel. Make sure that you're creating content that's useful, informative, and maybe even a little entertaining. Establish yourself finally as an authority in your niche by creating that valuable content, by networking with other experts in your industry. Don't be a complete lone wolf. I understand that some of you would rather do it alone, go on it, go through this whole process on your own. But believe me, there's other people out there that you will meet if you allow yourself to get out there, even if it's just a little bit. You will enjoy their company. You will enjoy interacting with them. You just got to give yourself a chance. Get out there, connect with others. They will help you build your brand. And here's a little secret. Third-party validation can be a game changer for you and for your business. You know, years ago, someone vouched for me. Were they vouched for you? Through a testimonial, through a guest blog post, or some other form of collaboration? Again, it can be a game changer. As I said years ago, someone stood up for me, they vouched for me, and the next thing I knew, I had a U.S. governor and a U.S. senator as clients. And last, but certainly not least, always be evaluating and adjusting your personal brand strategy as needed. You need to be adaptable and willing to change course if things aren't working out, or simply the times begin to change and interest moves on to things that you were focusing on previously into new areas and on new things. So there you have it, my friend. Follow this simple checklist and start building a memorable personal brand.